Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Brussels, Belgium. A number of European Union foreign ministers want to create a super president for the European Union. That's the headline. I'll have more details on this story in one moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
A select group of European Union foreign ministers are working on a plan to create a super president for the European Union that would include merging the roles of the presidents of the European Union Council and the European Commission, which would be a more legitimate democracy in the European Union because this super president would be elected by the members of the European Parliament. This proposed new super president of the European Union would be the overall powerful leader of Europe with responsibility over Europe's economic matters, all foreign policy, and any European military operation. And that's the latest in news that you need to know. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled.
For more on the latest news out of the Middle East, you can check out our website at prophecytoday.com. Right now, here's Jimmy DeYoung again with a prophetic perspective on today's news.
The call for a super president of the European Union is a page out of Bible prophecy for the end of times. If you have a moment, think about this with me. The results of a meeting with a select group of European foreign ministers is the need for a super president to lead the United Nations of Europe into the future. This super president of the European Union would play the major role in economic policy for the 27 member states of the European Union, and this leader would have responsibility for the direction of the European Union foreign policy as well. With plans in the EU for a military force in the near future, would give leadership to this super president for military affairs as well in the European Union, which would then become a major force in geopolitical events in our world today. This report is almost like reading the prophetic scenario that can be found in Bible prophecy for the last days. The ancient Jewish prophet Daniel wrote 2,500 years ago of the revival of the old Roman Empire. That's found in Daniel chapter 7, verse 7, and also verses 23 and 24. Daniel 7 and verse 8 reveals that a little horn, which comes out of the ten horns of Daniel 7, 7, will take control of the ten horns. Now, this is a prophetic scenario of the revived Roman Empire and its leader, the Antichrist, who will be indeed a super leader who comes to power. The European Union is today at least the infrastructure for the revived Roman Empire, and there are a number of potential candidates to become the proposed super president. The political activities of the European Union and its potential super president are evidence that Bible prophecy will be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, so let's keep looking up until...